Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to my testimony. There was a time where I probably would have got up here and said, like, well, you know, this is my story, you know, about how, you know, I found God and all that stuff. But it's really not. This is the story of God and how he made me alive and how he continues to work in my life just constantly. So hopefully it's somewhat coherent. I grew up going to church. Not to sound arrogant, but I was a pretty smart kid, so I knew a lot of, like, I knew all the Bible stories. I knew all the right answers to everything. So I had a lot of knowledge. And then it was probably, I don't remember exactly what age, but around high school, right before that, when I was a teenager, everything really clicked. Like, something, like, God did something in my brain that's like, hey, you understand this now, you know? And that's when everything really became real, and I wanted to actually start, like, acting out my faith and doing stuff, you know? So I did, like, I guess the normal Christian high schooler stuff, like restarted the youth group, did short-term missions, all that type of thing, and that was good. And then college happened. I did not want to go to college. I had a pretty good gig at home, so I had a job that paid in cash. I had a lot of time to do, like, whatever hobbies and stuff I wanted to do, free room and board, which was nice. But my mom, she said, listen, you need to get out of the house. You need to go to college. And I said, well, Mom, make me. And she did. But it was good, because I didn't know it at the time, but sort of comfort is kind of a big idol for me. I was comfortable at home, you know? Everything was great, and that oftentimes, like in my life, a lot of times leads to complacency. Went to college because my mom won. And then after the normal sort of growing pains of getting through like your first semester or two of college, it was a really, really good time in my life. There was a lot of growth. I started coming here and getting really involved in church, and that was very good for me until about the last semester, because there's sort of a pattern here. Once again, like, things were changing, and things were going to be different than how they were for the last 4 years and what I was comfortable with, because right after I got done with college, I had to go to Virginia for a while and do an army school. Also, I mean, Devin kind of gave it away, but I'm in the army. So that was kind of tough too, you know. But it was good, you know, to have to rely on God. And I failed a lot, like, when I went to Virginia. You know, I relied on my own understanding and other things except for God, but he taught me a lot through that. So I get back, and I'm looking for a job because I didn't really know what else to do. Didn't want to leave Shattern, so I'm like, well, might as well get a job and stay here and just see what happens. I had a horrendous time trying to find what I would consider a decent job. I got turned down for several positions that I was qualified for and I knew I could do, and I even got turned down for one job that I had been doing, like, every summer throughout college. And that was a little rough. Finally, I got a job as a janitor up at the college, and I hated it. But it was probably one of the best things that's ever happened to me. Within 2 weeks of working at that place, God revealed to me so many idols and so much sin in my life that it, like, blew my mind. And he showed me that I was finding my identity in what I was doing and other things that weren't him. And I just remember, like, sitting in my closet one day on a bucket of, like, chemicals, thinking about, you know, oh, woe is me, my station in life. And then, like, all of a sudden again, like, click, I'm like, wow, yeah, I guess you're right, God. I do have all that stuff going on. And it was amazing, and I felt great. And then the next day, I went back to work, and I was still angry. And that's when I learned that when God reveals a sin in your life, it does not automatically go away. It is a struggle, and it is a battle, and it is a fight. And God kept me there for pretty much a full year, just chipping away at all that stuff. So looking back, I mean, I was very unhappy at the time, but it was so good for me. And now I think we'll fast forward a few years. You know, still kept going to this church. I was a deacon for a little while there, and now I'm not. For this reason, Devin mentioned it, but I am getting deployed. And given with the current, like, global geopolitical situation, I have no idea where I'm going. And I have no idea what our mission is. Like, I have a general idea of, like, the area we're going to be in, but I don't know the exact country, and I don't know what I'm going to be doing day in and day out. And that's tough because I am a planner. I like to have all the information humanly possible in order to make the best decisions and in order to plan everything like 12 or 13 steps ahead. And I can't do that now, and it's good though. And it's not driving me as crazy as it should, because, like, God is sovereign, and whatever happens, I have him to lean on. And, you know, all this stuff in my whole life, I mean, feels kind of like, it is kind of another, like, click moment in my brain. Like, there's a normal amount of nervousness because, like, I'm going to this whole other country and you never know what's going to happen. But I'm not as sad, and I'm not as worried as I have been before when major life changes happened, because God has taught me and he's brought me to a point to just lean on him and trust in him. So that's mostly it. There's a lot of other stuff that I could talk about, but this service is already going long because I've been up here rambling and we still got some songs to sing. But I guess I'll kind of end this way. Like, looking back at my life, the older I get, all I see anymore is God working in my life, bringing me to life, redeeming me, sanctifying me, and just washing over me with grace on grace on grace. And a lot of times I still can't even fathom that. So I got one last thing to say, and the rest of you music people can go ahead and come up now because I'm about done. So Devin kind of gave it away. I was going to wait till the end to do like a big reveal, but today is my last day here. This is my last day in Chatham for a certain amount of time, maybe a year. I don't know how long, maybe not. But I have been incredibly blessed, and I am so, so thankful for the community that I have here, and that is the thing that I'm going to miss the most when I'm gone. But I guess sometimes God says you got to go spend a year in the desert, or 40. So yeah, that's all I got.